News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Sunday forecast calls for sunshine and a few passing clouds. Highs in the mid-80s, about 15 degrees above average for this time of year. And a southwest wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows tonight into the 60s. Some clouds early with clear conditions by tomorrow morning. Light southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans of the First Alert Weather Center.
How does the 70s sound to you? 73 Reagan National, BWI Marshall. 77, 75 degrees at Dulles. Great day to be out and about. WTOP News time, 12:59.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon to you. I'm Ralph Fox. Coming up,
one Maryland man killed, another man arrested after a violent weekend for DC nightlife. I'm Shana Stulen.
Student protesters demand GW reverse action taken against seven activists. I'm Dick Iuliano.
We'll tell you why there was a brief lockdown at an American university last night.
What's DC's top dog name?
It is completely unique to DC.
I'm Gigi Barnett.
WTOP News time, 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. A new CBS News poll shows the presidential race is very tight in some battleground states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
Donald Trump won all three in 2016, Joe Biden in 2020. CBS News survey shows the margin razor thin right now. CBS News Deputy Surveys Director Jennifer DePinto says they both have a lot of work to do to win Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
Negative views of the economy are playing to Trump's advantage, while issues like democracy and abortion are helping keep Biden competitive.
DePinto says there doesn't seem to be a lot of passion on either side right now. She says voters may be thinking about who is the less bad option. Peter King, CBS News.
Trump's also dealing with a lot of legal troubles ahead of November. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham talked about it on CNN.
If he's convicted in any of these trials, would it change my view? No. I think all these trials are political. I think it's selective prosecution. I think what's going on in New York is an outrage.
And he predicts Trump will get immunity for some of his presidential actions following arguments last week at the Supreme Court. President Biden plans to speak with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today ahead of a possible invasion in Gaza. Here's CBS's Deborah Pata.
Rafah is already under daily bombardment, but Israel keeps threatening a ground invasion. And Palestinians who've already fled multiple times keep asking, where will they go? Much of Gaza lies in ruin. The destruction on such a scale, it is uninhabitable.
Here at home, pro-Palestinian protesters have vowed to dig in this week and keep their demonstrations going on college campuses. CBS's Michael George is in New York.
At Columbia, commencement is less than 3 weeks away and in danger of being delayed or postponed.
Worrying about my graduation seems a little bit of minimal in terms of, you know, seeing what's happening around the world.
Millions of Americans are bracing for more severe weather today, including possible tornadoes. Meteorologist Mark Chenards with the National Weather Service.
Ongoing thunderstorms across portions of Texas into Oklahoma. This activity is going to move eastward through the day, may redevelop, intensify.
Storms caused significant damage last night in Oklahoma and Iowa. In Hollywood, the American Film Institute honored Nicole Kidman last night with a Lifetime Achievement Award. At 56, she is one of the youngest recipients to ever get it.
When I saw the list, I was like, absolutely, just great. Whatever you think, if you think I'm worthy, then I will jump in. And I love film.
She's been in more than 100 movies. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 103 on Sunday, April 28th. Temperature jumped to 77, a warming trend today with highs in the 80s. Good afternoon. I'm Sandy Kozel with the top local stories we're following this hour. A victim has now been identified after back-to-back shootings this weekend at D.C. nightlife spots. One man's also been arrested.
D.C. police say the man was killed at a bar along U Street in the early morning hours Saturday. They say officers found 43-year-old Kenneth Goins inside the bar. The Salisbury, Maryland man was shot multiple times. They're searching for two men. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. Hours earlier, gunfire broke out by the Decades nightclub in DuPont Circle. Six people were hurt. Police have arrested 29-year-old Renwell Mantock of Hyattsville. Investigators say he started shooting after he was kicked out of the club. He is being charged with assault with intent to kill, among other charges. Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
D.C. police say a suspect is in custody after a man was stabbed to death outside Audi Field on Saturday. The incident happened last night around 6:30 near the intersection of 1st and T Streets Southwest, just an hour before the D.C. United and Seattle Sounders game. Team officials say the incident did not change the kickoff time of the event. They're also working with investigators. The man was identified as 41-year-old Marin Gross Jr. of Northwest D.C. Pro-Palestinian student protesters continue their encampment on the grounds of George Washington University. WTOP's Dick Uliano reports the students want GW to drop charges against seven students.
Rafi Al-Havashi, a student protest spokesman and GW junior, says George Washington must drop its case against seven students suspended from school and barred from university grounds.
We demand that students who are facing disciplinary actions for their activism work have those charges dropped immediately.
GW says it suspended several student protesters it accuses of violating university policies and trespassing.
These are egregious reactions to what we're doing.
Students say those suspended are being treated unfairly. Georgetown PhD student Samir Saeed points out the demonstration has been peaceful.
This is not a violent protest as some of the media has been trying to frame protesters here.
Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
It's an all clear at American University after a lockdown on campus yesterday. It was just before 6 p.m. that students on an AU shuttle bus reported someone on the bus pointing a weapon in their direction. A campus police officer saw someone matching the description walking toward campus. That's what initiated the lockdown, requiring the community to shelter in place. They contacted D.C. police, who arrested the suspect. At that point, the lockdown was lifted. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin isn't exactly a surrogate for Donald Trump. Youngkin won his job by keeping an arm's length from the former president. Speaking to CNN while on a trade mission to Europe, Youngkin also appears leery of Trump's new threats to impose stiff tariffs on a range of countries and regions.
I think that the specifics of combating unfair trade practices are going to need to be levied against particular countries that are not trading fairly.
Youngkin appeared on CNN's State of the Union. The most popular dog breed in D.C. is Fit for City Living. And the most common name for a dog in the district is, unlike most others, WTOP's Gigi Barnett explains.
If you live in Maryland with a dog, it's most likely a golden retriever named Molly. How about Virginia? Dog owners there want Labrador retrievers called Bella. But in D.C., the 7-pound, 8-inch Yorkshire Terrier reigns supreme. And the most common dog name in the district? Bub.
No other state's top name is Bub, or really shows up a lot in our data.
Claudia Phillips is with the consumer website MarketWatch Guides. It researched each state's most popular breed and dog name. D.C. dog owners may choose Yorkies because at about $1,200 a year, they're light on the purse.
A lot of the more metro areas and the city areas enjoy the smaller breeds.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP and Money News, AI and the music industry. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
It's 108.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s to Steve Dressner in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Maryland, we'll start off on the southbound side of the BW Parkway. We've been looking at a possible incident right near Powder Mill Road. Now it looks like the same incident could be affecting the northbound side. We're certainly jammed up in both directions right around Powder Mill Road. We do have a report of a vehicle fire in University Boulevard near New Hampshire Avenue. White Oak area, northbound 29 at Stewart Lane. At last report, the crash has a single left lane getting it by. by. And do take notice, in Montgomery County, in Rockville, we have a problem with the railroad crossing gates. It's been in the down position for the last few hours on Randolph Road, right near Park Lawn. And eastbound Randolph blocked at Nebel Street. Westbound side must make the turn in either direction. Over on Park Lawn, we do have flares up. Montgomery County Police and CSX are currently on the scene. Over in Virginia, jammed up on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway. We're finding delays also in the express lanes from 66, basically down to the American Legion Bridge. Now on the southbound side of 95, those delays begin just after Newington. We're getting a report of an incident on the southbound side near Route 1, exit 161, with a possible crash and a possible lane blocked. Fairfax, southbound 29 at Ridgetop Road. At last report, southbound traffic was stopped for a crash. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable, never looked so good. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
To 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Tracking your Sunday forecast, sunshine and a few passing clouds, temperatures way above the average. This time of year in the mid-80s, we should be at 73. 86 is the forecast for today, with winds out of the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds early tonight giving way to generally clear conditions. Lows only into the 60s, so a mild start to your Monday morning. Tomorrow afternoon, near 90 degrees. If we reach 90, it will be for the first time in the month of April since 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans in the First Alert Weather Center.
75 degrees at Fort Belvoir, 74 in Foggy Bottom. It's up to 77 in Silver Spring. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. It's 110. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Nathan Hager.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Artificial intelligence is shaking up just about every business, including music. Remember when TikTok posted this deep fake of the rapper Drake without permission? At the same time, the Beatles used AI to release their last song with cleaned up vocals from the late John Lennon. So what will AI mean for the music industry?
Artists themselves are much more open to actually experimenting with this technology because they see an opportunity rather than a threat.
Oleg Stavitsky is the co-founder of Endel, a startup that makes musical soundscapes with AI.
We have already worked with a lot of established artists like Grimes, James Blake, Miguel, and others.
But Hillary Crane, chief legal officer at Creative Artists Agency, has a concern.
Whether the machines are being trained on information that is legally owned by other people who don't consent to it being used in that way.
Still, people on either side of this issue note the AI genie isn't going back in the bottle. From the Bloomberg News Newsroom, I'm Nathan Hager on WTOP.
Coming up on WTOP, we hear from the author of a new book called The Architects of Toxic Politics. It's 112.
Hey, Verizon customers, want the best in-home Wi-Fi? X marks the spot. It's never been a better time to switch. Get Xfinity Gig Speed Internet for the lowest price ever, with unlimited data included, so you can stream, shop, chat, game, and work on all your devices all at the same time. Now through May 14th, new customers can get Xfinity Gig Internet for only $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add one line of Xfinity Mobile Unlimited. For savings more than $800 over Verizon in your first year, X marks the spot. Switch to fast, reliable Xfinity Internet and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Gig Internet and one Xfinity Mobile Unlimited line versus Verizon Fios Gig Internet and one welcome plan line. After promo, regular rates apply. Gig Wi-Fi requires Xfinity Gateway. Actual speeds vary. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. Reduced speeds up to 30 gigabits of usage per line. Data thresholds may vary.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping.
Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or a retail store in Tyson's Corner and mention code LOCAL10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code LOCAL10.
Coming up on WTOP.
Hitting the streets with D.C. police as they use data to crack down on violent crime. I'm Scott Gelman.
Every day can be family fun day at Nationals Park, where a beautiful day for baseball is the perfect backdrop for kids of all ages. Make great memories with photos with our racing presidents, practice that slide in the kids' zone play area, and on Sundays, grab an autograph, enjoy story time before the game, and run the bases after the game. Learn more about our Junior Nats Kids program and plan your family fun day now at nats.com/kids.
No matter how long you leave your phone plugged in, it's not fully charged. So you add the WTOP app. Get news, traffic, and weather wherever you are.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
It's 1:15. We are less than 7 months from the November election. Many people are saying this could be the most toxic political election dating back to the Civil War era. U.S. News and World Report contributor and longtime White House correspondent Ken Walsh has just written a book called The Architects of Toxic Politics. He joined our Dan Ronan to shed some light on these toxic times.
Well, in many ways, these are the worst of times. What I try to do in the book is to show how we've had toxic politics almost from the beginning of the country. George Washington, our first president, did not have this. He was considered above reproach. And of course, he was elected twice by the Electoral College unanimously. But immediately after he didn't run again, the campaigns of 1796 and 1800 were very, very vicious and toxic. Some historians until recent times thought they were the most toxic that we've had. But of course, that was between Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. They called each other every name in the book, really invented some new terms for each other that were not flattering at all. We had Andrew Jackson, who was very, very involved in toxic politics himself in the campaigns of 1824 and 1828. But what's happened is after the Civil War, which was our most toxic period, of course, we were killing each other then, we go into a brief period where people were trying to submerge their differences. But it keeps coming back. And that's one point I wanted to make in the book, that the reason it's so unhealthy today is because it's really part of our DNA in many ways.
Is this also because we have social media, the traditional media, and some politicians who really know how to exploit our differences?
Absolutely. Those are all very, very true. We call them influencers today. We've had them around for a long time. You go back to Father Charles Coughlin, mm-hmm. who's a Catholic priest who had a radio show during the Depression, very popular, very, very toxic politics then. I could go on and on about that. But today, partly because the mainstream media is drawn to conflict, and this is what we do, and that's my profession, and social media in particular pushes this toxic brand of politics. You can find any conspiracy theory, any example of hostility and nastiness on social media, unfiltered. And
real quickly,
people are drawn to this.
Real quickly, Ken, any reasons to be optimistic 7 months out from an election?
I wish I could say otherwise, but I don't think so. I think this is going to be one of the worst periods of toxic politics we've seen, and it's going to be up to the public going forward to reject the toxic politics as much as possible. The politicians, I don't think, are going to do that.
That's U.S. News and World Report contributor Ken Walsh. Now to the top stories we're working on at WTOP. The latest CBS News poll shows a tight presidential race in three battleground states. A string of tornadoes hits the nation's midsection, destroying homes and killing at least two people. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's 1:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th to Steve Dresner in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Maryland, we'll start off on the southbound side of the BW Parkway right near Powder Mill Road. The crash activity currently has a single right lane getting you by. Northbound delays do remain. We may have some of this incident that had been in the northbound lanes, but again, northbound lanes currently open. Also seeing delays on the northbound side beginning in Riverdale through the Beltway. It clears up after 197. University Boulevard at New Hampshire Avenue. Report of a vehicle fire in White Oak, northbound 29 at Stewart Lane. Looks like they're in the clearing process of an earlier crash and had been on the right side of the roadway. Over in Virginia, pretty heavy on the inner loop coming down from the area of the toll road down to the American Legion Bridge. Express lanes also carrying extra volume as well. 95 southbound, we're jammed up from Lorton heading towards the incident right near exit 163 for Lorton. It's two to the left getting you by. Again, stay left to get by that incident. Now in Fairfax, southbound Route 29 at Ridgetop Road, the crash activity cleared. Southbound lanes have been reopened. 66 in decent shape. No current delays on I-395. And in the district, we've been dealing with a crash northbound over on DC-295 near Eastern Avenue. Looks like it's still there with the lane blocked. We're seeing northbound delays all the way back to Pennsylvania Avenue. And at last report, westbound 695 freeway after the 11th Street Bridge, we had one broken down truck right in the center of the roadway. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor, and you can end their wait today. Become a Compassion International sponsor. Just text RADIO to 83393. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
To 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Sunny along with a few clouds today. Temperatures into the 80s this afternoon. Evening temperatures quite comfortable in the 70s. And it'll be warm for this time of year by the morning hours, only down to 65 by early tomorrow. In the afternoon on your Monday, for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny. Very warm again. Temperatures near 90 degrees, the warmest day so far this year. And if we get to 90, it'll be ahead of schedule by about 2.5 weeks. Typically that happens by May 16th. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows into the 60s again. Then Tuesday we'll have slightly cooler temperatures, but eventually some storm chances. Only slight chance for Tuesday and Wednesday, and by next weekend again. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans in the First Alert Weather Center.
Temperatures are creeping up there. It's 76 degrees in College Park, 77 in Fairfax, 74 in the National Mall. Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week. It's 121.
Life happens, and when it does, you should focus on what matters the most. That's why the District of Columbia offers paid family leave for DC workers. DC paid family leave provides up to 12 weeks of parental leave, family leave, or medical leave, and up to 2 weeks of prenatal leave for pregnant individuals so that you can focus on what matters most. See if you qualify at dcpaidfamilyleave.dc.gov. That's dcpaidfamilyleave.dc.gov.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-1794. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-1794. That's 800-575-1794. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This is WTOP News.
It's 122. Thanks for being with us. A new approach to fighting crime in D.C. is placing extra police officers in crime hotspots. In an exclusive story, WTOP's Scott Gelman spent a recent night out in the community with police to learn more about their robbery suppression initiative.
This is one of the zones that was identified. There were a couple of incidents in back alleys, like off the street here.
We're standing near Connecticut Avenue in DuPont Circle, steps away from many popular nightclubs. For the first time, Inspector Michael Pulliam is deploying extra officers in this neighborhood. It's part of the robbery suppression initiative.
It is a data-driven initiative in which we identify hotspot zones where robberies are statistically likely to occur.
Since last summer, officers have been focusing on crime hotspots from Thursday through Sunday nights. We started our night here at the Joint Operations Command Center. Maps where recent crimes occurred are being projected onto several large screens.
Is there anybody who was mandated to be here or did not volunteer to come in tonight?
Officers are getting assigned to neighborhoods where a crime hasn't been committed, at least not yet. Our patrol takes us to D.C.'s Hill East neighborhood. Last night, at least two people were involved in a shooting nearby. With homes all around us, the sight of several police cruisers lining this part of Independence Avenue is making quite a statement.
This is an area that we have identified that is a statistical abnormality. While it's not currently affected by robberies, we've deployed some of our resources over here to increase visibility and presence in this area.
Minutes later, we're rushing to Minnesota Avenue in Southeast. Residents are watching from their porches while officers are ducking a man into the back of a police cruiser. The gun they say he was carrying is in a brown paper bag. We watched as the unit helped with the weapons arrest, one of two on the night.
Appears to be a Glock-style handgun, extended magazine, and a laser sight on it.
Hundreds of people have been arrested and hundreds of guns have been recovered since the program started.
We're here to drive down violent crime in the city, and that's what they're doing.
In D.C., Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
A reinvented diner experience with a menu of classic American favorites and plant-based options at Silver Diner. It's lunch redefined. WTOP presents Free Lunch Friday, courtesy of Silver Diner. Enter for your chance to win at WTOP.com. Search Free Lunch. Free Lunch Friday applicable to dine-in lunch only at participating locations. It's 125.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Here's Rob Woodfork.
Well, coming up just a few seconds away from halftime at Audi Field, the D.C. Defenders trailing the St. Louis Battlehawks 17-12, which is actually good given D.C.'s first three possessions ended with turnovers and total negative yardage. Former commander Kelvin Harmon just scored in the final seconds of the second quarter. Cameron Harris also found the end zone, but neither point after attempt was converted for D.C. The Nationals about 15 minutes from Ryan Weathers' first pitch in Miami, where the Nats go for a series victory over the Marlins. The Debbie Downer of the pitching rotation, Patrick Corbin, tries again for his first win of the season. The Orioles also going for a series victory.